been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win.
You are listening live to the Seattle Shrimp Tank, coming to you every other week on, every other Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time in the 505 Broadway Studios. Hello, I am Dan Whedon, and I have a special co-host who I'm going to introduce you to in just a minute. It's not Brad Berger. It's somebody even better. I hope Brad's listening. You can always catch a replay of the podcast at seattle.shrimptankpodcast.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. That way you'll never miss an episode. And if you are subscribed and you're a very nice person, go on and rate our podcast on iTunes. Give it a full 5 stars, why don't you? Your feedback actually helps us grow, improve. And speaking of growing and improving, Brad Berger's not here. He's usually the one who starts things off. He is on vacation today, and I have got the formidable and who I'm calling my probie for today, JB Wilson. JB, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for taking part in Brad's place. And, you know, I know that I've heard this, and I'm a little bit offended that you're not an NCIS fan, but I'm going to call you probie because this is your virgin voyage.
I don't get the reference, but I will take it nonetheless.
Yeah, just know it's a good thing. It's
very good.
The guy who's been called Proby is still on the show 12 years later, so that's good.
There's something to that.
So tell me, you know, we did a little dry run before, and we've practiced a little bit, and you admitted, and I'm going to say this live for all of our 7.5 listeners, that you're a little bit nervous. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I think since our dry run, I'm feeling a little well-rehearsed. My wife will tell you that I'm well-versed in talking, so that part I have down. I have talking down, and I'm rarely at a lack of words, for better or worse. So
good.
Well, that part we'll be good at.
This will be a lot of fun. I was thinking as I was preparing for this with your first one, and we actually have a new producer for today. Barb is helping out today. We've got a bevy of producers that we're going to be working to make sure that we're always going to be able to bring it. I'm the only person sitting in this room who's done one of these before.
You're the veteran.
I am the veteran. This is show number 11, I think. You know, when businesses hire new people, there's a lot of first days, JB. What do you think the important thing is? You're going through this first day. What do you think it's important for employers to think about when they are bringing in new people?
I think one of the important things is, and I can relate to this myself, is for the employer to put themselves in the shoes or in the perspective of the new person. And so I think oftentimes or sometimes employers will, is ready to fire up and rally and here we go. And the newbie, if you will, is just starting out. So taking it a well training plan and taking it step by step is important and something I know I've appreciated from a veteran like yourself.
Well, he's always trying to butter me up. You know, I think that's what they call onboarding.
Sure.
You know, that's a new thing, onboarding. And so, yeah, I think it's important. Well, you know what? We're really excited to have JB. Tell us just really quickly before we go to our guest, what do you do here at Cornerstone? What does Brad have and you do?
I have several hats that I wear at Cornerstone, primarily of which is a financial planner. So I'm one of the financial planners as part of the team here. I'm director of client service. And so I help out in a variety of capacities with our clients here in servicing and making sure that their financial future is on track.
That sounded
pretty good.
That's really good.
That was off the top of my head. Before. That is the first time.
Yeah. So, and now one of the other hats you have is to be the backup for us. And if you get really good, who knows?
Or soon to be.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. We'll have to talk about that.
Right.
We'll find a way to make sure that Brad knows what a great job you're doing. I hope he's going to listen to this
at some point.
Well, you know what? Enough shenanigans. We've got a guest here who I'm really excited to introduce. You ready to meet her?
I am very ready.
Diana Smelland is a client of mine for a very, very cool place. It's one of my favorite places. Port Ludlow Associates is where Diana is the CEO of, but I like to think of it more as Port Ludlow Resort. As we're going to hear today, Diana is in charge of golf courses. She's in charge of food. She's in charge of resorts. She's in charge of a whole lot of different fun things. And I think she's got some great stories for us. So if you don't mind, JB, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about the formal bio from Diana?
Absolutely. So Diana Smeland became president of the Port Ludlow Associates in 2007 after serving as the interim president during 2006. She has a long career in the financial arena, starting out at Weyerhaeuser and moving to Pope Resources, then to controller for Port Ludlow Associates, and she was promoted to the CFO position in 2004. Diana worked on many different aspects of finance, from running the financial operations to setting up international companies. She gained valuable experiences in working with different cultures, as well as diverse business groups, a much-needed skill, Dan, as you mentioned, as Port Ludlow Associates has three major lines of business, and I know she will talk about this: hospitality, utilities, and developer/home builder. Diana is married to Gary. They live in Poulsbo. She is an executive board member and treasurer of the Olympic College Foundation and is a founding member of the Excel Puget Sound Group. A little bit about Diana. Many hats you have. One of the things I know that we were talking about before the show started today was this is an area that I have not been to personally. So for those other viewers that are like myself and have not been out there, what is Port Ludlow Associates/Resort? What does that entail?
Well, thank you for having me today. I'm really excited to be here. Port Ludlow is a great environment, and we have different businesses there, as you've both talked a little bit about, hospitality, golf marina, inn, fireside restaurant, and we also do water and sewer utilities to the area, and we're also a home builder developer. And what I really like about Port Ludlow is, to me, I feel like I get to go to paradise every day. It's a beautiful location. There are no stoplights in Port Ludlow, and the deer are really our stoplights. We have to pause and wait for them to cross. And every once in a while, I get to see a red fox or a bobcat or something fun like that. And yet it's only when you cross the Hood Canal Bridge, which is the only floating bridge on a tidal water. But when you cross that bridge, it's only 6 miles to get to the resort. So we're actually very close. We've had people talking about onboarding and stuff. We've had people show up for interviews and they're like, well, I'm here an hour early. And we're like, well, so they drove around and looked at the area, and it's just a very, it's a half an hour from my house, and from Kingston, it's about 20 minutes.
Wow. So Diana, In your bio, we talked about three main areas: the hospitality, the utilities, and the development, the property development. Let's talk hospitality first. What a lot of people in this area may not know about this hidden gem is when you go to the resort, you have an incredible chef, Chef Dan. It's a great name. You have Chef Dan, you have a beautiful resort, you have a great staff taking care of the people in the resort. It truly is a getaway destination. And for those who like to fish or to play golf or to, you know, do other things, there's a real opportunity for people to make the short commute over and really feel like they've landed in paradise, but have some five-star type attractions around. Can you talk a little bit about the resort and that hospitality part of it?
Absolutely. Our inn is a 37-room inn, and in the inn, there's a fireside restaurant. If you're a foodie or a wine connoisseur, you definitely want to come. Our chef sits down with 25 farms right in our area. He opens up a burpee seed catalog, and he says to those 25 farms, if you five will grow this, I'll buy all of it. If you five will grow this, I'll buy all of it. If you five will grow this, I'll buy all of it. Because if they all grow Brussels sprouts, there's no way that we could have enough covers in our restaurant to buy all the Brussels sprouts. And so that's the first opportunity. We actually have a great package that if you want to, you can come to the inn, you can stay the night, you travel the farms, you pick out the food you want, you come back, go sit on the veranda with a glass of wine, and you your meal will be cooked in the kitchen from our chef or one of our assistant chefs, and they'll bring it out to your table. And wow. So really, you've picked your food, you know, a lot of people today want to know about where their food's coming to or from. And so farm to fork is very important.
Well, you do events too. And one of the things you're talking about food, I'll date myself here a little bit, JB. For those of you who remember the Galloping Gourmet, Graham Kerr was a few years ago, he was a guest out there and he did some food things with Chef Dan, but you have opportunities if people are paying attention to your newsletter and getting on your newsletter. You have really cool events like that. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that you're doing?
Mm-hmm. When a group comes, they have an opportunity. They can do cook-off classes, which is what the Galloping Gourmet was doing, or they can go out to the farms. They can do some cooking. A great story was we had a group there, and they asked for volunteers. Those volunteers went out to the farm. They went into our kitchen, made the food, served it to their peer group, and a lady shared with us that she had never felt adequate about being able to cook a healthy meal. And she now had that experience and had enough courage now to go in and experiment with her own family and really felt like she could do such a better job. And she really said to us, "You've changed my life." And so when you look at those opportunities, you could do geocaching, you could do a golf lesson, you could do golf games, you could go out and do kayaking or paddle boards, or you could do something, cider tasting is so much fun. You can go over to Finn River. It's about 10, 15 minutes from us. They'll bring it to the inn. So there's a large range of opportunities that you can do that are involved with the land or with nature in the area.
There's so many different activities and things to do. It's almost would be better if you could live there or nearby. So I know one of your hats, or at least one of the areas within the resort there, is the home building developing part of it. So talk a little bit about that and how that works and how that incorporates into the overall resort.
Mm-hmm. When people come to Port Ludlow, they usually come back and then they come back and then they come back. And then pretty soon they have that exact, you know, thought process. Why aren't I living here? And we find that the people who come to Port Ludlow are looking for community. They're looking for connectivity. And with the opportunities to volunteer, there's about 100 different clubs in the community. You can volunteer. You can get connected. I once had a homeowner who told me, "I'm a single lady and I have never once felt alone in Port Ludlow." And I think that really speaks volumes for that connectivity. And I know with, I belong to the ladies golf group. If something happens to one of our members, or if something happens to a significant other, we'll make dinners and we'll leave them on our porch in a box. And your neighbors will do that, you know, so.
A real sense of community, family. Yes. Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Well, we're a little bit before the break, but I want to lay the seeds for something where I can talk about a little bit. You are a first guest in a situation. You're the first guest we've had that actually doesn't own the business. You're the CEO. And what we talked about on the way over was, even though you don't own the business as a CEO, you have direct reports and you have at sometimes up to upwards of 120, 130 employees. It's very much like being an entrepreneur. There's no line there, is there?
No, definitely. When I think about, you know, how do you grow the employees? How do you keep them engaged? How do you onboard them in a very short time? Because a lot of our summer help is very seasonal, and so we got to get them on board quickly. And then, you know, how do you strategically posture the business so that it has a long-term life? And how do we provide excellent customer service? And we measure that quite a bit through surveys and online information, TripAdvisor. And that for us is very important. And we have excellence awards in TripAdvisor because of our customer service.
You have very much the same, though, anxieties and concerns as if it was, I mean, this in a sense, it's your very own, isn't it?
It is. I really, I go to work every day. I'm so excited. I'm always learning something, and I have such a vision for what's going to happen. And it just pulls me there every day. And I just want to be there. And I work with such great people. We have such longevity in our company where, we have employees, even in the kitchen, that are 20 plus years. I actually just celebrated my 29th anniversary with the land. And, yet we have new people who are bringing great new ideas that we're blending with that history. And, it's a very exciting, opportunity to, grow and learn from that.
Well, this JB, we're going to do our first commercial break here. And after that short break, we're going to come back with more from our guest, Diana Smelland, for our Hot or Not section of the show, where we are going to find out if it's hot or not to take your employees out on a date. Don't walk away. We'll be right back with more of the Shrimp Tank.
Seattle Shrimp Tank is brought to you by our sponsor, Cornerstone Financial Strategies. Financial planning is a lot like owning a sports team. If there's no one coordinating the team members, each will do their best individually, but lose as a team. Why? No one knows what the other's game plan is. At Cornerstone Financial Strategies, we understand that people try to hire the best professionals, attorney, CPA, financial advisors, etc., each for their specific expertise, but may fail to have them communicate as one team with the same goal, your desires and values. This is why at Cornerstone Financial Strategies, we offer values-based comprehensive financial planning. And since money is not the most important thing in life, we ensure your custom-catered, personalized plan will take into consideration your most important goals aligned with your most deeply held values. For more information, visit us on the web at www.liveyouridealife.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member of FINRA, SIPC. Financial planning and investment advice offered through Financial Advocates Investment Management, a registered investment advisor doing business as Cornerstone Financial Strategies, LLC, and a separate entity from LPL Financial.
Welcome back to the Shrimp Tank, where we interview some of the best and brightest entrepreneurs, CEOs, business owners in the Puget Sound area and really in the greater state of Washington. I am JB Wilson along with the world famous Dan Whedon, and you can always catch a replay of the podcast at seattle.shrimptankpodcast.com. And always don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. So Dan, you had mentioned before the break a very interesting teaser for our next section of Hot or Not. And I'm intrigued. Okay. Diana probably is as well. So,
on Hot or Not section, Diana, we're going to ask you if something is hot or not, and then you get to tell us what you think, if it is or if it isn't, and why. And at the end, you win absolutely nothing. I mentioned something that might make a human resource director cringe about taking your employees on a date, but I don't think it's a bad idea, at least in my sense, for employee engagement. Hot or not, employee retreats outside of the area to build that sense of unity.
Hot. What I found was on a retreat that we did, we talked about not your budget, but what thought process went into building that budget and what tools and experiences did you bring forth? And once everyone discussed that in the group, there was, I think, a lot more trust in the group because it brought forth how your thought processes work. And people came up to me after that and said, you know, I think I have a better understanding when they say this or when they talk about this, where before I might have been a little skeptical and now I'm seeing this makes sense.
So I'm going to throw a quick one on before I turn it back over to JB. Port Ludlow Resort for other groups might be a fantastic place.
I was just
and thinking, that's where I was kind of heading with that. You've had some big name companies come over to Port Ludlow Resort and use your space for that. Can you talk about that?
Yes. One of the things that I continuously hear from groups that come is It was very easy to get to. It's very close. Kenmore Air also flies to us. So you can come across on Kenmore Air. It's about 20 minutes. It's a great trip. And once they get there, they don't have the normal distractions of the city. And so they're able to really focus. They're usually accomplish more than they thought they could accomplish. And they have these other little excursions that get them out to nature, you know, get our hearts pumping and, you know, be able to do trails or so many other things that are going on. And it just seems like email after email, talking about our customer service, about the flexibility, about being able to respond quickly, and that their stay was beyond what their expectations were.
So I've got a hot or not as it relates. I am very much Dan's junior. Dan would be my senior colleague here. So hot or not, hiring seasonal and specifically younger employees to do the work in the variety of all the activities there at Port Ludlow.
Hot on younger as well as we also do older. So
both.
What we find.
There you go, Dan.
What we find is we love the college kids that are doing something for the summer. Maybe they have a passion. I always tell people you get an exposure to more than just one business, which is really good. But also we have retirees who say, I'd like to do something during the summer. And so, you know, maybe I'd like to come in marshal or I'd like to come and work on the dock because I love boats. And so we also get that side to where they just want to work the summer.
You know, it only took JB half of the first show to become so brazen that he started talking about my age. And so
I have onboarded quickly.
You've onboarded quickly. Hot or not, Diana, the hospitality industry.
I think the hospitality industry is very hot. We all need an escape from the constant distractions and interruptions and things that are happening in our lives. And one thing that I really hear again from guests is, wow, I had a conversation with my husband today, you know, or I was able to quiet the noise in my brain and I was being creative. And we have a totem pole that's out towards the water. And every morning an eagle comes and lands there. And you can walk out and you can stand below the eagle and look at him and say, good morning. And he looks down at you and says, how are you? And but, you know, it's just that opportunity to kind of disengage. You don't necessarily have to turn off your electronics, but you're in an environment that just naturally leads to that.
So I have a follow-up hot or not, a little bit to one that Dan had mentioned in his first one. And obviously in your role and capacity as president, CEO, you interact with virtually, I would imagine, all of the employees and staff there in one level or another. So hot or not, having a personal relationship with the staff, with the employees, or keep it professional?
Definitely hot. And I would say we have a personal relationship. We have worked together for some really long years. And yet, even with, you know, summer seasonal help or with some employees that have just come on, I like to get to know them. I like to be able to call them by name. And I like to talk about the values of the company. Culture is, it's a constant work on. Culture can change in a heartbeat. And so you're always talking about, you know, what does your culture mean? And there's a lot of people come with lots of preconceived ideas on culture and what does that mean? And so I think it's great. Plus today, you know, you need a friend at work. We all work some long hours and we all need somebody that we can hang out with. And one of our values is play. And we hope that every day our employees are having a chuckle or a smile or a laugh about, you know, something going on. And so a lot of times you want to share that. And so I think it's really important.
Diana, before the break, you made a comment about TripAdvisor as part of one of the metrics that you use. And I've really noticed myself in the last, I just want to say 2 to 3 years, how much hospitality, we just talked about the hospitality industry, how much hospitality has used TripAdvisor, Yelp, you know, hotels are now having these the membership programs. There's a huge social media and internet push on hospitality and rating. How has the internet, especially social media and things like TripAdvisor. How has that changed the hospitality industry, and what does that mean for you?
You know, the rating for us is great because it shows where our strengths are, and those strengths are providing exceptional customer service and being flexible, small enough to be flexible to make things happen if things change, and there's always things that happen. We had a couple that got stuck in the elevator because we lost power. And so, our front desk person was amazing, checked in with them, called them, did all the right things. And we were able to, assure them that we were going to get them out and everything was going to be fine. But the other part about it is the social media for us, we're in a very rural environment and we don't have a large population base around us. And so for us to market to a huge audience would probably be cost prohibitive. But with social media, we can get that information out. We do some blogs, we do videos, we do a number of different things to provide content and information to our social media viewers. And I think it's a real opportunity to engage them, kind of like you were talking about even the newsletter.
Right.
The newsletter is great.
And you have a really great newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
You have a really good newsletter. And you're going to tell people at the end about how to subscribe. And I would recommend that they do. I just want to ask this, though. What's the downside of social media? What's the downside of TripAdvisor? Sometimes where you might get ratings that you didn't really deserve, things mm-hmm. outside of your control, mm-hmm. or somebody just wanting to be mean. Talk about the downside of this part of it.
Mm-hmm. Today, unfortunately, we complain to 10 people or 10,000 people. And when you do something really good, sometimes we forget to, acknowledge that. And so on social media, we monitor it. And our general manager does a fantastic job of replying to people. And sometimes, we do stub our toe. And we want to make it right. And our general manager contacts them and has a conversation, invites them back, and, helps them to experience what we always want to give. Maybe it was pouring that day and they were really disappointed or maybe something happened and that, maybe it was didn't go to their expectations. And so it does happen. And sometimes there will be people who want to have a discussion on your social media that, probably that's not appropriate place. But we find it's a great opportunity for us to follow up with people and see if we can show them what we really bring.
Well, I think it's a good reminder for everyone, good and bad, but leaving reviews and having that interaction is important.
Mm-hmm.
So real quick, Hot or Not, and again, we talked a little bit about this before where even though you're not a business owner technically, you still think about, for example, succession planning and someone, as you've been there for quite some time, at eventually to fill your shoes and how that works. So Hot or Not, succession planning, maybe just briefly how that works within a system like Port Ludlow.
It's hot, and I'm going to talk about it a little more general because we once a year do a formal performance guidance. And what we do in that is we ask every employee where they see themselves in a year or so. And then we open doors for every employee. They have to do the work, but we open some doors so that they have an opportunity to grow towards that. And so really as a company, on every level, we're trying to give that employee an opportunity to move that direction, but also make sure that we're training and doing those things. At my level, what I love to look at, and I, in the Excel group, I get the knowledge of some very, intelligent presidents and CEOs out there and how they've been working on their successions. I always think about how do I get it out of my brain and get it either in a system or get it in writing or train somebody else who can do some of those same things. Because in being with the land that long, there's some things that are just stuck up there. And so we talk about that. How do we really, the business is only as successful as if I'm not there and it can still continue. And so that is a process that we've been working on for a number of years.
How actively do you work with your direct reports on that? Is that something, I know you said you wanted to get it out of your brain and into them. Is that something that you specifically work with the people who are that one, your direct reports? Is that something you do on a regular basis with them?
We meet month to month and we talk about different things that are going on in their business. And then we talk about some of the things that I'm working on. And so we're discussing that. And then we also meet monthly to where we bring up these kinds of ideas. What's happening now? What are we missing? What's out there? And so we do spend some time during those meetings to make sure that we're touching on those subjects. And then there is some key people that I work directly with. And really that's more of let's get this down on paper. Let's make sure that we've got this. And that's a much smaller group, but we do that.
Very cool. Well, you know what? It's that time again. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back with our guest, Diana Smellen from Port Ludlow Associates for our Plead the Fifth section, I'm going to see if I can encourage her to tell us where her happy place is. Don't walk away. We're going to be right back with more from the Shrimp Tank.
The Seattle Shrimp Tank is brought to you by Toro Consulting. Dan Whedon helps small and medium-sized business owners and entrepreneurs to grow, develop, and protect their business to create a better life for themselves and their employees. Dan helps companies to improve revenue generation, accelerate leadership development, and ferociously protect profits. If you'd like a complimentary 30-minute consultation with Dan as a Shrimp Tank listener, then text Shrimp Tank to 360-271-1592 or email at dan@danweeden.com to schedule your time. Contact Dan today to get started on dramatically improving your business and life. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Shrimp Tank, where we interview some of the best, brightest CEOs, entrepreneurs, business owners in the Puget Sound area. I am once again JB Wilson, sitting next to the one and only Dan Whedon. As always, you can catch a replay of our podcast at seattle.shrimptankpodcast.com. Please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Once again, Dan, you have a great tee up before the break for this next section, Plead the Fifth.
We're talking golf there, teeing it up. But this is
pun intended.
We might, JB, just find out with this very first. I said I want to find out Diana's happy place. So, as you know, Plead the Fifth. You get one Plead the Fifth. That's it. That's all.
Use it wisely.
And at the end, you win absolutely nothing. Now, Diana, I mentioned you probably have a happy place. So, outside of beautiful Port Ludlow, what is your favorite vacation spot? And why?
Well, I've been to Hawaii once, and that would be a place I'd like to go back to.
Which island?
We were on Kona, and what impressed me so much was the water felt like bathwater. And I have always been a Northwestern person, and I never knew water could be like bath water because, you know, our sound is extremely cold. And yes. And I could see, I watched Jaws when I was probably in my teen years, and I started worrying about what was underneath me. But out there, I could see turtles and everything in the water, and it was great. I didn't have to worry about what was underneath me. So I'd probably go someplace warm and warm water.
So that if you're in warm water, you're in your happy place.
I'm in my happy place.
Very good. JB, what do you got for Plead the
Fifth? Okay, well, I'm in the presence of two golfers in addition to myself. So my Plead the Fifth question for you to start is a golf one. Have you ever cheated at your golf game? And if so, what did you do?
Well, when I'm playing league, I've never cheated, because usually I have lots of people with me that know the rules much better than I do.
And they keep you, they keep you to it.
Online.
Sure. Okay.
When I'm playing with my husband, I have kicked my ball out. But worse yet, they used to kick it out for me and that doesn't make me happy.
If you kick it out, that's what, got it.
But sometimes, usually I try to hit the ball where it lies because, I'm learning and, the more, challenging, I guess, or the harder spots. A great story. Once I was playing up in Bellingham and, I had hit the ball and I was up kind of on this, it was like above a flower bed on the grass and I had to climb up there like a goat to get up there. And, you know, everyone's going, just throw it out. It was just for fun. We were having a great time. And, I said, no, I'm going to hit it. So I hit it and I chipped it within 1 foot of the hole. And everybody's just like in shock because that's not normally how I play. But it was just a great, great opportunity.
Well, excellent. Wow. I don't know if I've been that lucky in any sort of my shots, but I'm always a fan of the mulligan.
I am too. By the way, Mickey Mantle had a saying that said the guy or the gal with the best lie is the one with the fastest cart.
That's great.
So, okay. So I'm glad you didn't plead the fifth because I want to give you, a potential one. Plead the fifth, Diana. What's the worst hotel you've ever stayed in?
Oh, no, this is great. We were staying down in Disneyland. This is many years ago. And we had a package or something to stay at the Disneyland Hotel, which was phenomenal. And we decided that we were having so much fun, we wanted to stay longer. And we went over to Pink Flamingo. And our very first, we weren't there long. We go up to the room and I think my husband was swatting at a fly or something. And the whole window, the small window started to fall out and it turned and turned and we look out over the railing as we're looking through this window now that is no longer a window, just an opening, and it lands on top of a cop car. And we were like, we're not staying here. And luckily we didn't have to go to jail.
That's a great story.
That is good. And we have not used a plead the fifth yet.
Yeah,
I do have one. So, either personally, professionally, what makes you uncomfortable the most?
This is one of the questions on your website, and I was thinking about this, so I'm not going to plead the fifth. It's critical conversations, even though conflict, those kinds of things, they do make me uncomfortable. It's something that you have to live with and that you have to deal with, and I think it's. You know, at first you're just like, no, I don't want to do this. Oh, and then you kind of get over that and you say, okay, how am I going to do this in a way that is beneficial to us both? And we're both going to come out better people.
I don't have a plead the fifth because I want to make sure I get this in. I want you to give some advice because I don't think you'd plead the fifth on this. I want to give you some advice. I know your daughter is in the hospitality business. What kind of advice would you give young professionals and young entrepreneurs who are interested in a career in hospitality? What kind of advice would you give them today?
Definitely, I think her education was fantastic. And the hospitality program in the colleges has improved, you know, tremendously. Many of the colleges even have hotels or programs like that where they're actually training people in the hotel during their school year. I think there's probably a couple pieces of advice. Every day do your best. And at the end of the day, review that. And if there's an area you're not doing your best in, to change that. And I know sometimes people feel, you know, oh gosh, it was just a horrible day, but did I do my best? Or maybe they get in and, you know, talked about for something. And I always say, did you do your best? And they always say yes. And if they didn't, then we talk about why. But the other advice is they have so much to offer and not to be afraid to fail. When you're first starting out, you know, and you want to be cautious or you you don't want to do this because you think maybe it's not the right place or the right time. But young kids, they are so bright today. They just seem to have it all together, and they just are very bright. And I think if they don't think about failing, but think about always learning from no matter what happens to them, it's unlimited what they can do.
Diana, thank you. JB, I have one other question before we let Diana go. I think because there's so much going on at the resort, and we've talked about a lot of it, especially the hospitality, take a couple minutes right now and talk to our audience about something about Port Ludlow that they haven't heard yet today, or they may not know. What is it about Port Ludlow that makes it so unique, and why should they go out there?
Well, what I hear when people come to Port Ludlow is the minute they cross the Hood Canal Bridge, and I was thinking about a happy spot until you sit on vacation, crossing the Hood Canal Bridge, you're in the middle of this water, the Olympic Mountains are right in your face, and you know there's wildlife, there's you know different things going on. You see seals sometimes, I can see porpoises, and once you cross that bridge, it's really, you slow down, you start to relax, you start to really have the stresses of the world kind of fall off your shoulders. And then you continue to Port Ludlow along this beautiful waterscape, and you arrive. And from there, there's just such an opportunity to, you can either do nothing. You could sit on the veranda. You could sit in the living room area, or you can be as busy as you want. You know, you can go out. You could hike 26 miles. You can go to Port Ludlow Falls, which is a beautiful falls. That's a very easy walk. You could take all ages on it. You could go to the rainforest. It's the only rainforest in the continental United States. So it's an opportunity to see something you can't see everywhere. You could go up to Hurricane Ridge in the Olympic Mountains. The Olympic National Park celebrated their 100th anniversary last year. So it's really that feeling of relaxing and, you know, kind of stepping back.
Well, Diana, you have painted there just a beautiful mental picture of everything that Port Ludlow has to offer and the surrounding area. So we want to thank you so much for coming on the program today. And for folks that want to get in touch with you, learn more about Port Ludlow, visit there, set some time up to look at the activities, how can they get more information? What is your contact info for Port Ludlow, and how can they find you?
Great. The best place to go is to the portludlowresort.com. And on that website, there's a little bit of everything you'll need to know. So there's, you know, what to do in and around Port Ludlow. There's group information if you're interested in a retreat. There's information about the golf course, the marina, and the inn. And you can also, as Dan was talking about, sign up for that fantastic newsletter. A lot of times there's contests and really fun things. You can win a night at the inn. And you can also sign up individually. Let's say you're only a golfer, you only want to hear about that. You can sign up for that. Or you can sign up for all of the resort.
Well, Diana, thank you very much. JB, Hayes in the barn for your first shrimp tank. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Well, good. Well, thank you for being on. I had a great time with you, and I know we're going to get more opportunities to hear from you. Our next show will be on Wednesday, March the 8th, 3 o'clock. We'll be interviewing Jeff Levy from eSource. Make sure you check out all the replays on seattle.shrimptankpodcast.com. And remember, to become a shark, we all start out as shrimps. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank. Doing big things, chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real, this life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream, all the dudes yell. This just what I do, and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell,
but homie, keep going. You know the saying, you can reap what you're sowing. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general, from the front, I'ma lead the charge. Like a federal, fell on my lap, never. Going hard as ever, the results match the effort. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it's sink or swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.